This is JIS News. Coming up, JPS pledges not to disrupt power to essential services due to non-payment of bills. Government expected to reach goal of having 20% energy from renewable sources sooner than expected. And National Security Minister calling on citizens to take firm stand against violence. The details after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Chief Executive Officer CEO of the Jamaica Public Service JPS Kelly Tomlin says the company will not disconnect power to essential services in its bid to recover billions of dollars in unpaid bills. Ms. Tomlin says in the event the JPS is forced to disconnect power, only non-essential facilities will be affected.
We are not going to jeopardize somebody's safety and disconnect streetlights. But there are some buildings that we believe should be subject to disconnection, but certainly not hospitals, not essential services, anything that would jeopardize safety or human life. We're certainly not going to do that. But we have sent a proposal to the Minister of Finance that we worked on, ways we believe they can lower their energy bills.
The JPS head was speaking to journalists following the official unveiling of the 78-kilowatt solar mill rooftop solution at the Myers, Fletcher & Gordon offices in downtown Kingston recently. The government and the JPS are in discussions on ways the government can better settle its energy bills. In the meantime, the government could reach its goal of having 20% of energy coming from renewable sources much sooner than expected. This as several projects in solar and wind energy are being implemented or are shortly to come on stream. State Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Julian Robinson says the country could achieve the target as early as next year.
We have set ourselves a goal of achieving 20% of our energy generation from renewable sources by the year 2030. And we think we're actually going to exceed that, and we may need to move to 30%.
Minister Robinson says initiatives underway, such as two new solar projects and a new wind project, will generate over 100 megawatts of electricity for the grid and will increase the government's prospects of achieving its target. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the time has come for Jamaicans to take a firm stand against the subculture of violence and a tolerance for criminality. Mr. Bunting says for too long, Jamaicans have been resorting to violence in solving simple disputes, which often leads to murder.
One of the things that we have to recognize that we've developed some dysfunctional elements in our culture. We've developed a subculture of violence where our disputes quickly escalate to be settled in a violent way. We've also developed a subculture of tolerance for criminality. Instead of ostracizing those people, we welcome them.
The National Security Minister is reiterating that the culture of informa fidei must be outlawed. He says people must come forward and give information without the fear of being exposed to violence. Minister Bunting adds that the Ministry of National Security has been promoting community policing, which should make it easier for citizens to make reports in an atmosphere of confidence and comfort. He was speaking at a Unite for Change workshop at the Montego Bay Community College in St. James recently. And President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, Senator Norman Grant is calling for more persons to contribute to rural development. He's encouraging members of the private sector to support the work of the JAS, pointing out that the organization has tremendous opportunities for investment. Senator Grant says the JAS is determined to advance the agenda for the development of rural Jamaica so as to provide a better quality of life for citizens.
Gone are the days when we believe that to get progress, you have to leave country and go to town. The JAS is seeking to reverse that philosophy. In the rural areas is an economy that is waiting to expand the growth and development of Jamaica. We want more of our people to stay in the country and advance the production agenda.
The JAS president was speaking at the recent annual general meeting of the organization in Maypen, Clarendon. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.